see, it's 8:27 and you're late for work.
Work until 8:30 and I'm just a couple minutes away, so I just wanted to give you a quick shout out.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I just walked out the porch here and actually have my second cup of coffee. I figure I can drink one cup of coffee and I'll be ready to go back in. It's so nice out here. It's gorgeous.
Roger that. Yeah, it's gorgeous here too, man. Hey, listen, I hate to run, but I'm fixing to pull into the parking lot at work. So, anyway, 7-3, man. WG4MC clear.
That's on security taxes for me. You have a good day, M4IT. Done pretty good. Like I said, I just got out here. My big boy Toby is out here with me. He doesn't have a lot of fur, so he's probably gonna want to go back here inside pretty soon. How you doing? I heard you talking the other day, but I think that was you about your wife. Hope she's doing fine. She's doing better. I had a hard time getting a lot of that. Just so much noise. If you can get back to the mic just a little bit, that'd probably help too. But I'm glad she's doing better. Home. I think you said she was home. That's really good. I know when my wife was in the hospital earlier this year, I was really glad when she got home. I tell you. Not that she could do a whole lot, but just having her there made a big difference. And of course, she was ready to come home. But anyway, sounds like you're going about your business. Where are you going to be working today? You're a little choppy in there, although you got plenty of audio, that's for sure. Okay, well, hey, you have a good day, and hopefully you don't have to work too hard. I've got a bunch of things planned out today. I just can't believe it's so pretty out here. I was expecting it to be a lot more overcast, and yesterday kind of surprised me as well. You know, it was really rainy, overcast, yucky in the morning, and later in the afternoon, it really got pretty nice, and it was fairly warm. So, okay, well, I'm going to finish up on this cup of coffee, then I'm going to walk my boy. My wife is still upstairs. And, got her Valentine's gift, her card on the dining table, so she'll see them when she comes down. So we usually know what we're going to get each other. That's okay. All right. Catch you later. 73 is in for AQ.
Landed on its roof and broke every glass in it. and she was hanging upside down in her seatbelt.
She had that belt on, otherwise she'd have been bouncing around on the inside of it.
Yeah, it'd have been like, she'd have been along for the ride. Of course, she was just along for the ride after he hit her, because as they used hanging onto the steering wheel after that, when you're upside down. Yeah, when she said when she took her seatbelt off, she forgot she was upside down, so then she hit her head on the dash. But you know, she had one little scratch on her left leg, and that was it. And we were just so grateful that, you know, that she came out with that. A bunch of people were around her. It happened over in Easley and busy section there, and they were just amazed that she wasn't injured severely.
Yeah. When my oldest daughter started driving, I didn't cry, but I did cringe when I saw the insurance bill later.
They get you coming and going. And you know, years ago, girls could drive cheaper than guys, but the insurance companies have wised up now.
It's tend to be a little less aggressive in the driving than most teenage boys, but they still account for a fair amount.
Well, I tell you, I've had a few fly by me, and I look over and they're girls, and the other day I had to swerve out of, almost run off the road, keep forgetting sideswiped by this girl. I looked over, she had her fan about 4 inches from her face, and she was looking down at it driving.
Accident rate between boys and girls probably evened out at the invention of the cell phone. But yeah, I see them all the time. The individual pulled out in front of me when I had my motorcycle wreck was probably yapping on a cell phone. I don't know if it was a boy or a girl, or could have been an adult for all I know, but they never stopped. I don't think they ever knew that anything happened.
That's terrible. Well, I've made it to East North, Evers Road in East North, so I'm sitting here at the light, see if I got the repeater. Yeah, it looks like I do. And getting ready to go up the big hill. But the old pony likes the big hill, so we get up the big hill in no time here. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, going up Haywood Road to the top of the hill there to Pelham. That's Beacon Hill, the highest point in the city of Greenville.
Yeah. Well, you have a good day playing tennis, or a good time playing tennis. I assume you're not going to play all day. I'm going to have to do some things here before I get ready to hit the road. So I'll say 73s to you. You have a good day. Try to stay warm. It's cold out there this morning. And this is KN4RJN, and I'll be clear hanging around for your final.
Well, you take care. I hope you have a really good day. It looks like a beautiful day. And tell you, once you walk out into the sunshine, it doesn't feel so bad, but I'll be indoors for this particular clinic. So anyway, 73s, enjoy the QSO. And we'll talk to you later. KB4CBA Mobile.
4CBA, this is K4AAE.
For AAE, KB4CBA. Now, I recognize that call. I recognize the call, I just can't remember the name.
That's all right. It's Richard in Asheville, and I just wanted to say good morning. I heard you on the radio, and hope you have a good day. I'm going to have to be moving on here, but just checking in with you. So KB4, CBA, K4, AAE, Richard, clear.
F, Richard. What's the temp up there in Asheville?
Back here a second. I stuck my head out a few moments ago, and it was pretty cool. Give me just a moment. About 29, so yeah, this is a cool one. How is it down in Greenville? Over.
House in Taylor's, it was 38 when I got up. I'm not sure if it's gone up any or not, but I tell you, I opened the garage door, and I had to step around the back of the car into the sunshine, and it really felt good. I tell you, nice and warm, and I almost felt like a spring morning.
The difference between 38 and 29, it'll warm up here a bit. I'm looking to the weekend, and looks like going to have some warm weather. I'm going to try to get out and do some soda activation. So, got to go over and help my parents out, but I can get out of the house a bit, go chase the points. Over.
I was trying to do some chores around the house yesterday, and our garbage disposal, one of the blades, got loose, and it was still attached. It was just scraping against the side, the interior wall of the disposal, and it just sounded like the whole thing was coming apart. It really wasn't that bad, but anyway. So I took it apart. I've never worked on one of those things, but you know, I'm mechanical, and so I took it apart, put it back together, and now things got a little slow drip to it, and it's about 15 years old, so I'm going to chunk it and just get a new one. I'm done working on it.
Yeah, sir, just no end to the little maintenance projects. Our daughter had some flooding in her basement, and she's been helping deal with that. You know, new plumbing lines and whatever. It's just pretty continuous. Over. Well, I've got to run here this morning. I've got a few things to do, but it's good talking with you. So, clear on this end. Have a good day. KB4 CBA, K4 AAE, clear, 73.
Well, sorry to hold you up there, and we'll talk to you later. K4 AAE, KB4 CBA, clear.
K4M Mobile.